That was my neck.
You got freaking Bob Ross energy drink?
Yeah, that's our first sponsor, is what, the Bob Ross positive energy drink.
Oh my god, that is amazing. Positive energy.
Didn't your brother put a story up not long ago of him having it? Oh, it's blue.
Does it taste like butterflies and smiles? Or just happy little accidents?
Oh, it tastes like sugar. Oh.
The happy chemical.
I'm doing that since we're recording multiples today. Anywho, welcome.
Woo!
Hope you're back from playing Betrayal.
Yes.
With our audio casting.
Just playing my... Okay.
Just play by... Have you ever played board games by yourself?
Nope.
I've done it.
Wow.
I'm lonely.
Sounds like it.
No, I did that with our Game of Thrones Risk, because I was like, I really want to see how this goes. So I did that with, like, the intention of each army wanting to win, you know? Not just, like, me favoring, like, oh, I'm going to win. But, like, I did that with Legendary, too, a couple of times to test a couple of scenarios.
You're literally playing the game of Game of Thrones. Like, you were literally inceptioning the game within a game. The Game of Thrones is... I don't know where I am.
Yeah, they've got, like, Clue and Monopoly and, like...
Yeah.
There's a bunch of games within the Game of Thrones.
No, but the Game of Thrones itself is playing a game with armies and death and sexuals. And you were playing the game version of that. You know what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm thinking of here?
Just the armies. There were no sexuals.
No, in the
or
in the show, it's a game. It's a bloody game, but it's a game.
I'm going to laugh.
Because that's what people in power do.
I'm going to laugh if we pull Game of Thrones out of the hat now that we've talked about it so
much.
Let's
freaking do it. Let's see what we got.
Let's quick name a movie that we've seen since the last podcast.
Once in a time.
In Hollywood.
In a Hollywood, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was long and slow, but the ending was worth it.
Yeah. You kind of have to... get through. I mean, if you're a fan of film, you'll love the acting, and the shots were probably the best parts.
Yep. Yeah, if you're an artsy fartsy cinema nerd, mm-hmm. you'll definitely like it.
If you're like, oh yeah, Tarantino films, yeah, it's not that kind of film.
Blood
at
and,
all.
And Kill Bill and blood.
But yeah, the last like 15 minutes, it really like takes off, and it's just like, this was worth the wait.
It yeah. The action grows exponentially in a matter of probably minutes.
Yep. Just a single little, like,
yep.
like dog noise. yeah, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Shall we do this?
Let's do it. Let's pull Game of Thrones out the hat, man.
Well, you're picking, so...
Yeah!
It's the fate is on you for the realm of the seven.
Ha! I have it. I have... You the piece of paper.
Paper.
I'm opening it up, and it is...
ASMR.
No way! I'm just kidding. It's Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, nice!
What is Red Dead Redemption, Spencer?
Red Dead Redemption is going to be our first video game adaptation.
Woo!
Although Pokemon was kind of a video game adaptation. But we were using like TV show characters, not the video game
Pokemon
adaptation.
Is not just a video game. It's a lifestyle.
So, Red Dead Redemption, we've got a couple of key players... we could cast two of them.
What is it?
We played
first.
It's okay. Well, it's an old Western game. The first game came out, back when I was like in high school. So like when we were in high school.
Wow, you're old.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And that game was amazing. You play as John McClane. You play as
Cowboy
John Marston.
Mr. Marston.
I almost forgot. John Marston, who is just like the quintessential cowboy badass.
Yeah, he's everything John Wayne wanted to be.
His family is basically being held captive by like the FBI, and the FBI wants you to go track down all your former gang friends. He's no longer in like a old West gang. Track them down and bring them in or kill them.
Like a bounty hunter.
Basically, yeah, but on like your old friends. Red Dead Redemption 2 is the prequel to Red Dead Redemption.
Red Rum.
It's the prequel to that where you play a different character. whose name is Arthur Morgan.
Well, are we doing the prequel or are we doing the real one?
We can do both. Since you've played the second one more than the first one. You've never played the first, so the first is going to be kind of up to me. I mean, I'll show you pictures of them. Maybe like a quick video of like the main characters. There's really not a whole lot of main characters.
Nah, man, if you just describe the character that we need, we can figure that out from there.
Well, I can show you. So we've got
but our friends listening can't see it. Spencer.
They can listen to little like YouTube clips if I pull something up.
So I'm sure they'd love that.
The big two of each of the games, John Marston and Arthur Morgan. You kind of know who. Well, should we cast our homebrew character?
Yes.
So in Red Dead 2, you can play online and you make
Black
your own character.
Black Bart.
And we have this guy named Black Bart, who's just like the worst looking dude.
He's a mess of a person.
He's a menace.
If some sort of disease, what disease would he most personify?
All of them.
All of the diseases rolled into one.
Just the worst cocktail of diseases.
Yeah, stirred with a...
You've got, like, bubonic plague. You've got Ebola. You've got cholera, because you need an old West one.
Syphilis and gonorrhea and just...
All the sex ones.
Yeah, put into a big old nasty muddy barrel and stirred with a stick that a hippo had pooped on. Stirred around and then morphed into a person, and you've got Black Bart, the most useless, disgusting, also very violent, but probably the best gunslinger in all the land, because that's where all his stats went.
You're talking about, yeah, that's true. We did dump like all of his stats into gun
wielding.
So he
sucks at everything else: running, riding, sneaking, looting. Everything.
He sucks at life, except he's the greatest gun wielder
in
the world.
Absolutely, 100% accurate. And this guy's got like a mangled face. He's got shoulder length hair, but only in like the mullet area. And he never wears a shirt or shoes, but he does have suspenders. And also gloves for some reason. So if you can picture that guy, you're getting close to Black Bart.
Truth. All right, so I pulled up a video on YouTube for you to see, for the listeners to listen to.
Are you going to describe what's happening?
I'm just going to play it. Okay. It's called The Best Scene in Red Dead Redemption. I just want to give you an idea of John Marston. I don't know what scene this is going to be at all.
Okay.
But just to give you the appearance and like his voice.
This is a shot in the dark, folks.
Listeners can listen to his voice and like base off of that, maybe if you haven't played the game.
Oh, that's a good idea. I see where you're going with that. Yeah,
it's not quite a voice actor. This is also a person that I want to cast. Her name is Bonnie. But she's kind of a main person from the first game.
I'm afraid those aren't my plans. See, I already have a life. Well, I had one and I'm trying to reclaim it. Maybe what you could say is I had two, and I'm trying to end one of them so the other can survive.
You do so love to talk in riddles, Mr. Marston. Do you do that, I wonder, as a substitute for having anything interesting to say?
Probably, Miss McFarland.
Oh.
So just off that.
I can do that.
That's all I'm giving you. You
that's
have a
great
cast for him already?
Yep, I got him. I'm just thinking about Bonnie. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about someone who can rival this character, and let me get that one brewing while you explain who are those other characters.
So the other ones I all wrote down, obviously there's Arthur Morgan, he's the character from the second game. I'll find a little short clip of him. Black Bart is kind of our own creation, abomination.
He is an abomination.
Bonnie McFarlane. I have Uncle, who's does appear in Red Dead 2. Most of these characters appear in Red Dead 2 because, like I said, it's a prequel. And John Marston is actually, who's the main character in the first game, is like a secondary character in the second game. So you meet up with him because that all takes place in like the gang that you're playing in. So Uncle is in that as well. He's kind of like this older dude who's kind of like if you think of like a old gold 49er miner.
All right. Like a prospector.
Type. Yeah, that's the easier way to say it.
Yeah, why don't you just say rhymey. What was that again?
It was, I said like old timer 49er miner.
That should like be that. Your jingle or something.
Yep. Old timey whiny 49er, a gold miner. It's just describing me.
And then the camera zooms in on your awkward smile and your gold tooth just ding.
So yeah, I wrote Uncle down. In Red Dead 2, he kind of becomes like a caretaker for the ranch that John Marston owns. We keep dropping a marker cap.
We, meaning...
You yeah. keep grabbing at it.
Yeah, sorry I'm grabbing at it.
So yeah, there's Uncle. John Marston's wife is named Abigail. And I believe his son's name is Jack.
We're just gonna guess.
I just wrote son before because I completely blanked on it. It's been a while since I played this, and I'm honestly like surprised I remembered some of these names. But I'm pretty sure his name is Jack. His son is probably about like 14-ish, I want to say. All
right.
Like a little tween boy. A little Justin Bieber.
A little Belieber. All right.
A little Belieber.
A Western Belieber.
And then there's Dutch. Dutch is kind of the main bad guy. He was the head of the gang that Marston was in. Marston and Morgan. And he is like kind of the main guy you're trying to hunt down in Red Dead 2, first game. In Red Dead 2, he's obviously the leader of the gang. So he's the one who's like making all the missions, telling you where to go and do stuff. He's like, give us some money for the gang tithe box, Arthur. We're gonna starve without the money.
All right.
He's got a cooler voice than that. But he has really long hair and a sick-ass mustache.
Nice. What kind of mustache was that?
A sick-ass mustache.
Oh, nice.
So I'll find clips of that now. Talk us through your thought process on trying to cast John and Bonnie.
Excellent. Well, this is an easy one because I actually just watched this movie recently. And I could totally see this guy as a cowboy. He was a cowboy, and he was crushing it as far as the charmer, the family man. But also, he can go beast mode when he needs to. It's none other than our friend, Hugh Jackman.
Ooh.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Great fucking choice.
You can't really beat that.
The only problem I see, which it really isn't a big one, John Marston has a really iconic voice. Where it's got that kind of raspy, like you heard it.
Yeah.
Hello, kind Ms. of McFarlane. High pitch ish, but like I could see Hugh Jackman pulling that off.
Dude, Hugh Jackman can do anything.
That's true. That's a good casting.
Yeah, it is.
Then
he randomly just Wolverines everybody. Wolverine claws well, come out of like, his gun.
I think you can get like knuckle dusters and like.
Yeah, there you go.
Brass knuckles in that game.
Wolverine Origin 17. Or however many there are.
Or, yeah, his Origin movie when he's, like, going through time. Like, this is just the point.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, between the Civil War and
right, World War. Right. See? Red Dead Redemption really happened,
it's actually
people.
A Wolverine spinoff movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's why you can never die.
Well, I won't get into spoilers, but...
Okay.
That kind of defeats that. Okay. Did you... Think of a Bonnie?
Yep. Bonnie, I was thinking Brie Larson. Up and coming, strong yeah. woman, hold her own, but also can charm the heck out of Hugh Jackman, Huey Hugh.
And she's like, that was just a very short clip. She's a pretty, like, cool badass. In
yeah,
game
that's
too.
What I'm saying.
She goes horseback riding yep. and, like, gunslinging against raiders on the farm. And
exactly.
That's a good pick, for
Brie
sure.
Brie Larson can hang with... John
so basically,
Marston.
I'm just going to explain these characters to you, and you're going to cast them, because you're two for two, my man.
Yeah.
Arthur Morgan.
Arthur Morgan.
I'm going to pick this one. It's called Arthur Morgan's Best Quotes, and it's got kind of a weird, like, meme-looking cover on the front, so I'm just going to, for the thumbnail. So I'm just going to pick that, skip the
Calm
survey.
Down. You better sleep with your eyes open.
Yeah, well, you're going to sleep
not.
With your chest open if you ain't careful, boy.
Is Arthur it's, the Irish guy?
No. Throat, friend. I just want him
that's
to play.
A rando.
Now, firstly, we ain't
that's
friends.
Arthur.
Don't make no mistake on that subject. Now, secondly, he can't hardly see, let alone reason. Now, reasoning ain't never been one of my strong points.
I know who
either,
I would
see,
would
and
cast.
I do just fine.
Why don't you take this one?
I want to see who you would pick too.
You speak as if killing were something I cared about.
You ever wonder about eternity? You should.
I hope it's hot and terrible, Mrs. Downs. Otherwise, I'll feel I've been sold a false bill of goods. Now, please, give me that money. Miss Sadler, will you excuse us?
Okay, that's all I'm getting.
I honestly kind of see like a... My bad, but he might need to be de-aged a bit, but a little bit of Mel Gibson in that guy. I could see that.
Yeah. The first appearance they had of him with like the short beard, like totally dead ringer Chuck Norris.
Oh yeah.
If you want like solid acting chops, no diss on Chuck. Please don't come after us, Chuck. Please don't hurt us, Chuck.
He's behind us right now.
So Mel Gibson?
Yep. Sounds good.
Mel Gibson. And if we frame this movie to where it covers both of them and you kind of get a glimpse at both stories, that'd be cool to see Mel Gibson acting alongside Hugh Jackman. I don't think that's ever been a thing. So, like I said, Uncle Jack, Abigail, while I find a scene on them, I'll kind of reminisce about, there's an add-on for the game you can get. That basically, like, turns the game into a zombie apocalypse.
Jeez.
Which is super fun. This is for the first game. So you're playing as John Marston. And, like, everybody gets infected. And he has to go and, like, find the cure for it. Uh-huh. So, like, Abigail is the first one who, like, noticeably shows signs of it. I think Jack gets infected as well. The son character. Uncle definitely gets infected because I think you end up like shooting him because he's kind of like a goofy knockoff. You know, he's the uncle.
Everyone has that uncle.
Yep. Tell us about while I'm finding this thing, Black Bart.
Black Bart, so I got
the... described his appearance.
Yes, so the actor would probably need some prosthetics, because Black Bart's got a freaking nasty face. But the guy that I'm thinking who could play him so well, who's done such a great job with, like, a melancholy kind of, like, almost monotone demeanor, who walks around like he just don't care, waving his hands in the air. No, who would do really well at this and could also kind of pull his own as this sharpshooter from nowhere kind of piece of garbage is Josh McDermott, who plays Eugene Porter in The Walking Dead. And I think he would be perfect for this.
He'd be our Black Bart?
Yeah, he would be our Black Bart.
Just put him in weird makeup?
Yes. If anyone
said Eugene Porter?
Well, his name is Josh McDermott, but he plays Eugene in The Walking Dead. If there's any fans out there, woo.
I'm just spelling this the best I can.
That's
how it sounds.
So that would be my pick. He's good at what he does, man.
I would have said like Gary Busey.
Oh my god. Well, he's like falling apart. He's like a little too much.
So is Black Bart.
Well, Black Bart's got a little more girth to him.
Just put him in a fat suit and DA. We have the technology.
Just make Black Bart like Big Mama. Like, what is this gonna work?
Yep, like the clumps, basically.
Yeah.
So I found a clip. I'm pretty sure this is kind of spoilery for the game. Not terribly, but it's gonna showcase, I think, all three, Uncle Jack and Abigail. So it's gonna be concise in showing you all of them, which is nice. And I think it's a cutscene, so I'll just
Abigail! Show
this to you. Okay, so this is John Jack. Returning to the place.
Anyone here?
To his house is the place. I'm just gonna skip ahead a little bit to see if I can. Oh yeah, here we go. Right away.
Hey, Billy, piece
that's
of shit.
Abigail.
I thought you was dead. I thought you was dead, John. Huh? Where you been? Where you been?
She's
you
just slapping him a bunch.
You saw Dutch, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw him.
And Bill?
Yeah, I saw him too.
Bill's and another member of the gang.
I left that life. Just as you left yours.
Cast the dog. Lassie.
Good boy. Tim Allen. Airbud. Airbud.
So you got an idea kind of on.
Alright, so yeah, it's Bonnie. The wife at home thought he was dead. He comes home, Jack. She freaks out, but still loves him.
Jack,
all that.
Jack.
This is Jack, his son.
Hello, sir.
Oh, I got him right away. Just off the hair alone.
Are you thinking Tom Holland?
Coyotes ate all the chickens and...
No, but that's even better. I was thinking Elijah Wood.
I tried.
He's a little old to be a... I suppose he could still play it.
He's a hobbit, okay?
There's Uncle.
Don't you go blaming me.
I ain't blaming no one, old man. But since you're still alive, there's 4 mouths to feed. And no cattle.
So just like a grandpa cowboy with whiskey stains on his beard.
Consider the fact I ain't put a bullet in your embrace, old man. You were supposed to look after the place.
I did. I did my best. Thing is, there was too many of them. I thought you was dead.
I know who I would put for Uncle.
I wasn't drinking.
You do, Uncle.
Hold your excuses until you figured out which one to use.
So, yeah, that's that. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, my God. Yes, if he had that full beard.
Yep.
He could just go wild on him.
I don't know if he's still acting. I think he's retired.
Well, get him out of retirement.
Get him out of retirement.
And do our BS game movie.
Should I put him down?
Yes.
Jack Nicholson for Uncle.
Yeah. Tom Holland's gotta be.
You Jack. Want Jock, Tom Holland for Jack?
Yes. Not Jock.
I'll let you cast. It'll be a surprise ending casting for something. Abigail.
Yeah, initially, just going off of what you just showed me, I thought Kate Beckinsale could do a really good job at that. But that might be overshooting.
Are you just streamlined into Van Helsing thought?
Yeah, man. Kate Beckinsale
get her
is
back with Hugh Jackman?
Everything, yes.
That'd be cool.
Because they already had all the chemistry in Van Helsing and all that stuff.
We've had how many movies are there with like Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence? Like,
right,
you can have multiple.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's put Kate Beckinsale in there.
Woo! She could also be a stand-in for Bonnie McFarlane, because you know Underworld and all
just
that.
Just shooting
and Click randomly
and vampires. And
she's got
shit.
Yeah, she's got some.
Dude, Click is the most like underrated movie.
Dude, it is though.
It's so good.
It hits you in the feels and the funny bone.
Does.
It's a double whammy.
Whammy!
Whammy!
Alright.
Alright, I got my Dutch. The bad guy. The big bad gang leader.
Oh, so you already know of Dutch?
Yeah, I know my Dutch. Who's your Dutch?
Do you know what he looks like and everything?
No, I just picked the guy who I think could play the big bad dude.
Alright, we'll do it.
Alright, my pick is Stephen Lang. If you don't know who Stephen Lang is, he is the guy who plays the colonel in Avatar. He's basically runs the military in Avatar, the Blue People movie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, break formation, engage all hostiles. And he's like going out in space shooting guns with no breathers on because he's freaking cool like that. I think he could play a good bad guy.
He would have to grow a little like goatee thing and like grow his hair out. Because like this is what Dutch looks like. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
I could see that.
I think they've got similar voicing too. Because mm-hmm. I'll do a quick voice thing with them. Just gonna visualize the voice.
Yeah.
When I have to shoot you, when I'm gone, they'll just find another monster. They have to. Because they have to justify.
If Daniel Day-Lewis hadn't quit acting,
business.
That'd be like my dead ringer.
Oh yeah.
What was his name again? Something Lang.
Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang.
Well, I mean, if this is hypothetical, I would do Daniel Day-Lewis.
You would pick Daniel Day-Lewis over Stephen Lang?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Or that one cowboy dude who I always forget the name of, who's got that freaking thick mustache and the deep voice. What's that guy's name? He's in like Ghost Rider.
I'm blanking
he's
on his
in
name.
Do you know what I mean, people? Like everyone knows who he is, but nobody knows his name. He's like the most iconic deep voice cowboy looking dude in all of cinema.
I was gonna say, he's also in this, but I'm blanking on it. It's the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. He's in A Star Is Born.
Star Is Born.
Yep. As, like, the brother. And
I was like, wow, I'm blanking on this hard. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Dude, that's we gotta cast Sam Elliott in this.
Yeah.
He's the quintessential Western dude. Yes. Like, you gotta.
See? All right. Now everyone can go home and write down Sam Elliott so that when they get asked the question, who's that iconic deep voice cowboy dude? We got you.
Sam Elliott. So, my last casting I want to have for you. We're going to get into spoiler territory for this. So, like, mute the video for, like, half a minute. Starting now. So, in Red Dead Redemption, the feds catch up to John Marston, shoot him dead on his ranch. Because they completely betray him.
Okay.
And the lead FBI guy goes off and lives his life. The ending, the final thing that you play in Red Dead Redemption, which I guess, like, this is where people could come back into. The last thing that you play in Red Dead Redemption is a grown-up Jack going to find him and exact some vengeance.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you a clip of Jack with his revenge. And I want you to... I have an idea
Jack's
of who,
revenge.
I have an idea of who I would cast as adult Jack.
That sounds cool.
But I want to see if you get the same idea.
Chips Ahoy. Ooh, that's a Chips Ahoy commercial.
And a Reese's commercial.
Hashtag sponsored
We didn't get a sponsor.
No, we have no sponsors.
Here we go.
I see. I remember your father. I've come for you, Ross. And you, boy,
it'll show his
have
face
sure
skin. But yeah, this is like a final showdown. There's,
that's
growing up Jack.
Your father killed himself with the life he lived. You killed him. I saw you.
Okay, minor spoiler. This game's been out for like a decade, so like,
yeah, if you didn't play it yet,
go play this
if
before you watch
like
this.
Too,
or listen to it.
Now get out of here before I
That's what I'm giving you.
All right. Well, I could see this going a couple ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting an Orlando Bloomish vibe.
That was my pick.
Really?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Orlando
Absolutely.
Bloom. Because I was like, he's got the look. He's already had the Pirates of the Caribbean look with the stash and little...
Yeah, it looked like him.
The goatee. Right.
Like him from Pirates.
Right. Give him some dark legless hair and give him a gun instead of a bow. Boom. I can't believe that.
I'm mentally picturing Tom Holland side by side with him, and like it doesn't seem too far off in my head.
They have similar head
shapes.
Weird. Well, whatever.
Also,
they're
like
20 years apart.
The kid doesn't look like him in the game anyway. So,
yeah. Do some movie magic. Morph their faces.
What were your other options?
Well, I was gonna go like Chris Hemsworth or Liam Hemsworth, but they might be like too big.
A little too macho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too macho.
Orlando Bloom it is.
Macho Man. That's crazy. We had the same one. Unplanned, people.
So, we've got our Red Dead Redemption movie kind of spanning both games, starting out with like a Mel Gibson, Arthur Morgan, going along with his gang led by a Sam Elliott Dutch.
Freaking cool.
Alongside a Hugh Jackman, John Marston. The story would transition into the fallout of the gang. I haven't actually gotten to that part in the game, so I don't know how that ends. But eventually they break up. It's like a Beatles breakup.
No!
And then you go on as John Marston, focusing on Hugh Jackman as him. He goes on to marry Kate Beckinsale, Abigail, which she is also actually in the gang in the second game, along with Uncle, played by Jack Nicholson. So they get together. They have their kid, Jack, played by Tom Holland. John Marston goes around doing several missions. One key player in this is Bonnie McFarland, played by Brie Larson. Somewhere along the way, he's going to run into Black Bart, played by Josh McDermott.
Scumbag.
Just our fucking weirdo character. And then in the very end of the game, maybe in like a post-credits teaser something or other, we get an adult Jack out for his father's vengeance, played by Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
And that's our Red Dead movie.
And Hugh Jackman takes everyone, they're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
You talk about Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
You said Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. Freaking Jack. Just randomly I was thinking Jack and Jackman. Freaking A, man.
Hugh Jackman playing Jackman. But yeah, hope you like that one.
Woo!
If you like the video games.
If you like the video
games. That's our first video game casting. And I think it worked out pretty well, considering you've never played the game.
Yep.
And I haven't finished the second one. And we had to show you clips.
Yeah, man, that's pretty good. Now go out and buy Red Dead Redemption. And
you're going to say Bob Ross energy drink?
Yes.
Because you looked right at
it. Well, you're going to need some Bob Ross energy drinks to play Red Dead Redemption until 3 in the morning.
All right. Shall we wrap it there?
And as always, just go with happy little accidents and remember, every tree needs a friend.